right, we gave you the full version of the theme song this afternoon. You've got the Hero Card Hour. Glad you're tuning in on Friday afternoon. This show airs every week, 2 to 3, here on KERB 1230 AM Radio. I am the host most weeks. My name is Lou McCoy, and I'm joined in the studio with producer Glenn Taylor. Glenn, you getting it figured out over there? How you doing?
It's like you got wires are crossed with like a bowl of spaghetti here.
Bowl of spaghetti. Oh, that doesn't sum up your week, does it, Glenn?
No, absolutely not. It was a good, positive week. It was a short week, you know.
Because we had Monday off. Yeah, we had Memorial Day. It was nice.
Usually, at least in my world, when you have one of those, then it's like it goes into slow-mo. So it almost, you know, even though it's a four-day week, sometimes it'll feel like a six-day week.
Yeah.
But not this week. It went by fast.
I agree. Busy week. Crammed it all into 4 days.
Absolutely.
That's good. That's good. Well, listen, everybody, I'm glad you're tuning in. I think we've got a great show today for you. We're going to talk a little Hero Card business, of course, which we always do. In fact, let's give a quick shout-out to our sponsors, some of our major sponsors that partner with the Hero Card. Those are going to be Sprinkler Smart, Casa Keepers, Benefit Solutions, Major Weight Loss, Premier 7 Gym, Gaddy's Pizza, and then I have a new one that I'll announce here in just a few minutes. So those are our – I'll tell you more about those partners, and we're just glad that they are part of our partnership and part of our business. And
absolutely.
So thank you all for supporting the Hero Card. I want to get right to it today. Glenn, we're going to talk about our music choice or my music choice in a few minutes before we go to the – when we go to a break. But I have twisted the arm of my good friend Christy Vanderberg to come in the studio today. Christy is with the Ultimate Gift of Life.
I am.
You are. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
And Christy is comfortable in front of a microphone.
I am.
You are.
Yeah.
She knew the studio needed to be kept cold for the equipment.
I did know that.
So that means you've been here a few times.
Well, it's not quite as cold as on TV. TV is really cold. So radio's not quite as bad. I guess there's just more equipment.
TV's a lot cleaner too. I worked at Ken's in San Antonio on the radio side, but got to mingle with the likes of Chris Maru and got to meet Dan Cook and those guys. That was in the 90s, and I'll tell you, it's cold, and when you're in the studio itself, it's almost cartoonish. It's so vivid.
Okay.
Yeah.
To come across nice on television.
See, on television.
Well, the good thing about radio is you don't have to worry about how you're dressed.
Oh, absolutely.
Or how you look.
Obviously.
Well, I think we all look pretty nice. Chrissy's got a nice blue dress on. Oh. High heels, right?
Oh, yeah.
Got her hair back.
Oh, wear heels
every
day.
That's not who Christy is.
No, not really.
Which is good. So, Christy, thanks really so much for coming in. I know you are a busy lady, and I know that because every place I go where there's an opportunity for you to have a booth and tell people about the Ultimate Gift of Life, you are there.
I am.
You are.
I am.
I don't know how you do it. There must be more than one of you.
Well, you know, I have two events sometimes one day. I run from one to the other, but that's okay. It's okay. The more people I talk to, the better chance we have.
Well, you obviously love what you're doing.
I do.
And you believe in it.
Yep.
And we want to learn more about it.
All
before
right.
we get into that, how's your week been?
My week has been awesome. It's been It flew by. You're right. Memorial Day was like, I felt like another day. I'd actually had pulled one of those, you know, 15 days in a row and took Memorial Day off. And it was very restful for me, which was lovely.
So when a day off for you, is that just kind of just doing nothing, or do you are you still busy doing your own projects?
Well, I went and rode my horse, which was really nice. I have a horse, and I love horseback riding. I just haven't had the chance to do that, so I went for about a 2.5 hour ride.
Good for you.
And I did laundry, but I did some reading, and I caught up on some TV. I just had a, you know, until I went to ride my horse, it was a pajama day.
Good
That's
for you.
All it was.
I enjoy those. Maybe
yeah.
not the pajamas, but I enjoy just the sitting around and watching sports or
yep.
reading. That's good.
Yep.
A little baseball game on is pretty relaxing.
Baseball puts you to sleep.
Yeah. Sometimes.
and unfortunately, our baseball, Glenn, we don't have any of that to talk about today because all the Hill Country teams have now been eliminated.
Great season.
So awesome.
Great season.
Great.
Man.
Yeah, in fact, last week after the show, that Friday night, there was Tyvee played Moody here and won 2-0, and then they spent Saturday back down in Corpus, and that didn't go as well. It was just a long, hot day. Poor umpire. Had a stroke, didn't he?
I know. I was hearing Mark and Wally call the game, and I was just coming from out of town and getting the signal, so I wasn't getting it clear, and I'm going, what are those guys saying? But I thought they were – you know, crossing the line.
I did,
but
too.
They were actually describing he had a heat stroke.
I guess. Wally said that umpire needs to be replaced. But he literally needed to be replaced. He was hurting, so that was pretty.
It was
somebody helped that
sub.
He needed a sub, and they got one. But yeah, apparently it was pretty humid down there.
Boy, if you don't hydrate,
you got to drink your water.
Yeah, if you don't hydrate, you're going to go down in this humidity and that heat. And I did hear it was really hot and very humid down there. So yeah.
Well, they had a great year, and we're proud of all the teams that competed on a high level. So from Bernie to Center Point. Harper Girls.
Until the Greyhounds are done as well?
Yep, everybody's out.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's out. So we'll have to wait for next year and start over.
Now we're just looking at football season.
That's
be here
right.
Before we know it. There we go.
There you go.
All right, so Christy, wait. You have a horse.
I do.
I can't leave the horse. I'm not a horse person.
I love horses.
You love horses.
Mm-hmm. I grew up riding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Did a lot of it in my ill-spent youth and a lot of competition, and people always ask me now, well, you want to show some more? I'm like, no, now I just want to relax. I just want to get out and ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you used to show horses.
I did.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I had a fascinating cup of coffee with a gentleman that, in fact, I'd like to get him on the show sometime because he was spent his whole life as a cowboy on a huge ranch in Arizona.
Yeah.
And part of that was training and breaking horses.
Yeah.
And he owned some racehorses and trained racehorses. And anyway, I have not in my life had great experiences on a horse.
Right.
And he talked about certain horses are runners.
Yeah.
You know that. I didn't know that because I think every time I've been on a horse, it just was a runner, which means they just take off and no amount of convincing will make them stop. And
well, I think that there are some, it's like, I don't know, I watched one of the things I did on Memorial Day was rewatch Secretariat, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And that's such a great story. But, you know, you talk about horses with heart and horses that like to run. And that really, I think, makes the difference in some of these racehorses.
Sure.
I mean, they have all kinds of physical ability. They're all trained very well. They prepare for all these races. But the question is, how bad does that horse, what's the heart on that horse?
Mm-hmm.
And I watch it, and I watch him come around that final turn, and he's just pulling away, and I get goosebumps everywhere.
That's
it's
story.
Just very cool.
Well, I got to hang out a little bit in my younger years because my grandfather worked at the Dixie Dude Ranch. Prior to that, he was a trapper, and so he was a real cowboy.
Uh-huh.
And so I got taught early on. I haven't been around horses much in years, other than driving by them sometimes or going to the track.
That suits me fine.
But, but, you know, something I did learn, something my grandfather taught me, was just how special horses are and that they have – They have personalities.
They
have heart. They have. They're a remarkable animal.
Well, and they're all. They all. You're right. They all have their individual spirit. Their individual quirks. Mm-hmm. I grew up around them. I went to horse shows every weekend. It was my job to take care of the barn and the horses in it every day.
Mm-hmm.
They were my best friends. They were the ones that when I went to high school and middle school, when you had a fight with your boyfriend or you had a fight with your girlfriend, your horse was always there to listen.
Confidant.
That's right, always there to listen and never passed any judgment. They would get a little jealous of each other sometimes. They had a pecking order, just like a lot of animals do. And, you know, I had to go say hi to one before going to say hi to the other one, or I had to, you know,
funny.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, people are like that, too.
Oh,
sure we are. Absolutely. I noticed that you said hello to Glenn before me, and it hurt my feelings.
Did it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. So.
All right.
So back to Secretary.
An ice cream.
And I don't want to.
I'm thinking ice
you
cream
me a
because
llama
it's hot outside.
To pet to comfort me, please. So.
Yeah. You need a puppy.
I need a safe spot to go.
Go.
Oh, my goodness. Safe space for Lou. So Secretariat, and then we'll shut the that chapter of our conversation, but his heart was literally twice as big as a normal horse.
Yeah, he was just an
physical.
Amazing horse,
yeah.
And
cool
you know,
stuff.
there's a lot of training tips that they just went against in terms of this is the norm, this is how we should train, especially for that last long race. And they just didn't, because they were worried. He just wanted to run. And they were worried that by resting him, he would not feel like he was ready to run. And they did that. And everybody else, all the other trainers were talking about him and saying, you know, they're going to hurt him. He's not going to be able to make it. He's going to start too fast. He's not a distance horse. I mean, all the things that they said about that horse. And he just literally blew them away. There's not been a horse that has won the Belmont by that much since him. So
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty fun. I'm fascinated by the racehorsing.
I am too.
After learning some more. All right. So Gift of Life.
Ultimate Gift of Life.
How long have you been with him?
We're into 3.5 years.
Okay. Very
yep.
good.
Yep.
So tell our audience that may not know anything about it, just tell us a little bit about what you do.
All right. The please. Ultimate Gift of Life is a local nonprofit, but we do travel throughout the state of Texas. And our mission is to educate people about organ donation,
okay.
to help them understand what an amazing gift it is, but also to try and demystify it or talk about some of the myths that are around it or reasons why people would not register. I have lots of volunteers here who have been personally touched by organ donation. We have at least 4 heart transplant recipients in our area here, right in Kerrville, Fredericksburg area. We've got 4 liver transplant recipients. I've probably got about 6 to 8 kidney donors and 6 to 8 kidney recipients. And those are actually living donors, which is an amazing thing. And then I've also got some donor families, some people who lost a loved one but really believe in what organ donation does and find comfort in the fact that that loved one is living on in somebody else. Mary Krebs, who's with the police department, lost her son Jacob about 4 years ago, and he was 18.
Yep.
A horrible, tragic accident. Mm-hmm. And as she says, you know, this is something good that came out of it. When
sure.
you look at everything else that was going wrong and was just so upsetting, this is something good. And since on the day he became a donor, he helped 5 other people with organ donations, and she recently got an email saying that now he has helped 93 other people
really?
With tissue and that sort of stuff. So it's just an amazing thing, and that gives her comfort, and it gives her family comfort. And I hear that a lot when I'm out talking to people. I'll talk to a mom who lost a child, and she'll say something to me like, I wish I'd known more. I wish I'd learned more about this before I was forced to make a quick decision, because they told me I had to decide, and I had like 12 hours to decide. And she said, you know, I couldn't do it that fast. There was too much other stuff going on for me to make
sure.
that decision. And now she said, I wish I'd done it. I wish I'd known more. I wish I had that. Donor families have found some real comfort in meeting their recipients and getting together with them, and it's just it's amazing. And I can't even tell you the difference for people who've received a transplant to go from feeling like literally crap one moment to feeling after waking up after surgery and feeling good.
Human.
Yeah, feeling good.
Life again.
So it's great. It's great. I love what I do. I love it.
So in the case of the young man, Ms. Krebs' son.
Jacob.
Mm-hmm. Had they done anything in advance in his case?
Well, the only thing that had happened, they'd had a discussion because he waited. He was one of those kids who waited till he was 17 to get his license.
Okay.
So she and he were at the DPS and getting his license. And he looked at her, because there's that box you're supposed to mm-hmm. check. And he looked at her and said, well, what should I do about this, Mom? And she said, I don't know anything about it. And she said, well, let me tell you, this is what it means, blah, blah, blah. Well, he was an Eagle Scout. And Jacob basically said, well, that's no-brainer.
Right.
If I'm not here, why wouldn't I help other people?
Sure.
So they checked the box. So they'd already had the discussion, which I think is so important. if you can do that with your family, have that discussion. I know this past spring I talked to how many kids at Tyvee? 94 kids at Tyvee and 192 at Fredericksburg. I went in and talked to their classes about organ donation, and it was, I wasn't even really signing people up because these kids are all kind of under the age, 18, unless you have your
18.
Parents.
Okay.
Well, you can sign up at any age. Parents can sign up their 5-year-olds, their 6-year-olds, okay. their 2-year-olds. But the person themselves, until their age of 18, it's always still the parent's decision if something happens.
Okay.
So I could have registered them. That wouldn't have been a problem for me, but I didn't want to put pressure on them while they were in class.
Right.
So I said, here, take this information home. Talk to your families about it. And
sure.
if you decide you want to do this, mail this in to me, and I'll send, because we give out free T-shirts to new donors. So I mailed out some free T-shirts. And this week in the mail, I got this lovely handwritten picture colored with a heart that thanked me so much for coming out and talking to them about organ donation.
That's
and
great.
How they wanted to save lives. So
awesome.
I thought it was great.
That is very, very good. So checking the box on your driver's license application, or is that enough, or is there more to it than that?
Well, it works, I'm going to say 80% of the time.
Okay.
It works. There was a glitch at some point between when they were moving information from DPS over to Donate Life Texas, which is the main site where all the donors are listed, and some people didn't move. So the problem was is people got a heart on their license, but they really weren't in the database. So one of the things that we do when we go out to events is we bring out tablets, we log into the to the database, and we can go up and check and see if someone's in there by them just giving us 4 pieces of information. We can find out if they're in there.
Okay.
And if they're not, we can hand them the tablet and we can have them register right there. Because a lot of people say, oh, it's a great idea. Yeah, I want to do it. I'll get to it when I get home. And then
they forget.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we are sitting right at around 50% of Texans registered.
Okay.
And I
is that good or bad?
Well, it's not bad, but it's
we're
probably around 55% across the nation.
Okay.
We're higher in Kerr County, we're higher in Gillespie County now, which is good.
Awesome.
We've gotten those numbers up a bit, but we still have some counties in Texas that are at like 25%. And
well,
some
you better
of
the, get busy.
I know.
What are you doing?
I gotta go travel. I gotta travel. I gotta travel
some
more.
Take your horse.
That's right.
Go.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, when you ask people generally, you say, do you think organ donation is a good idea? 95% of the people say, yeah, it's a great idea.
Sure.
So maybe you two guys can explain this to me. It's as a quiz, all right?
Better take a break.
A lot of times when I'm out at events, I'll have a couple come up. And one will be registered and one will not. And more often than not, it's the woman who's registered but not the guy. So explain that to me. Why would men be less likely to register as donors than women? I haven't figured
this
one
out.
That's
a good question.
I have not figured this one out.
Don't know.
But I noticed it. We were at the Kerrville Festival of the Arts this weekend.
Okay, yeah, saw you
and
there.
I had lots of couples come up and come past, and I would just ask them, are you a registered organ donor? And I will tell you that in about half of the cases, if it was a 50-50 split, in more than half, it was the man who wasn't registered, not the woman.
Maybe because women are more compassionate, more caring, more nurturing, that it kind of fits into that.
I don't know. And then the wild side of me goes, you do know that if you pass first, she's going to donate your organs.
Well. And the man's response would be,
and the man goes,
fine.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
but,
we don't care.
But
I mean, that,
why
I wouldn't think.
Don't
right,
they register?
No.
See,
well,
that's I don't understand that.
So when you're,
good question.
If I were you, when I was asking that question,
mm-hmm.
I would find out maybe some of the background.
Yeah.
If a man's been stuck in an office or whatever, depending
right.
on his age, and maybe he worked a career where he wasn't in the marketplace,
right?
Whereas the wife could have been going to different
maybe
school
maybe.
Events or.
Sure.
book clubs or maybe just a marketplace thing.
I just always wonder. And I, of course, in the Hill Country, I get the response, well, I'm too old. You don't want my organs. None of mine are good. I've used them up. And my response to that is always, first of all, age is not a factor.
Good.
The oldest donor in Texas was 105.
Wow.
Donated his corneas. The next oldest person in Texas was 97 and donated their liver. So,
wow.
Age is not a thing. We're healthy, you know.
Right.
We're living longer.
Sure.
So, and people say, well, who wants my 70-year-old kidney? And I said, a 70-year-old person on the waiting list who doesn't have a functioning kidney
would love your kidney.
Yeah, there
you bet.
You go.
Yeah. So it's a. It's interesting, and I do hear, well, no, I think my church, I would have to talk to my pastor or my priest, and I say, you know, all the major churches are pretty much for organ donation.
They
yeah, they've made a statement about that, because they, you know, if you think about it, the teachings that you get when you're in church, it's all about doing something for another person and being selfless and all of that kind of stuff. So the churches have all come out with statements saying, you know, organ donation is a good thing. It's a good thing. Yeah.
Good. Well, now, are these numbers increasing statistically? I mean,
We have over 9 million people in Texas registered now, which is great. I mean, it's great. But our population of Texas is 27 or 28 million.
Okay.
So, and again, kids can register as long as parents, and some parents come up to my booth and they register their kids.
Right there.
Which is, yeah, the kids want to know about it. I think the most interesting group I went out to and spoke to was an elementary school in the area. I was at a health fair. And so I had all these 7-year-olds coming up, and I'm trying to figure out how to tell them about organ donation
and not scare them
to death, you know, that I'm talking about they're going to die tomorrow. That's not what it's about.
No.
But, you know, it was interesting because I'd started off, do you know what organ donation is? And they'd say, well, you donate an organ. And I'd say, that's right. I said, do you know what that means? And they'd go, no.
What, like a piano?
Yeah. So, you know, you have to watch what you say. I don't want to scare any children,
sure.
But I also want them to understand that if their brother in their teens and their brother needed a kidney, they could possibly give their brother a kidney, and
good.
They would both be still okay. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to get them in the mindset of that this is a good thing.
That's good. Well, the sooner that we educate them and they hear about it, then
right.
they can do something with it.
That's right.
So how does the people that are listening, how would they go about? Is this something they can handle online by going
they
to your
can.
Website?
They can. They can actually go to our website, theultimategiftoflife.com.
Okay.
And register through there. There's a big tab at the top that says register now. Hopefully if they see us out at an event, they'll come by and talk to us. I know we're at Balloonapalooza today and tomorrow.
That's right.
From
that's
4
a
to
event.
11. Yeah.
Good. Park.
Well, and actually it's been moved up to the up by the Ag Barn.
Oh.
They moved it to a little higher ground because of all the rain that we've had. So it basically takes over the whole fairgrounds up there, and
oh,
they're
going to
have 12 very large hot air balloons out there with tethered rides if people want to do that. We've got a booth, and we're going to be doing actually a balloon release of dove-shaped balloons in honor of lost people who are donors, in recognition of the people who are new recipients, and in honor of the people who are still waiting, all those people who spend hours at our dialysis center every week. So,
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. Well,
it's
that's
very
what's
exciting.
The weather forecast for your event? How's it looking? Is it going
well,
to be all right?
You know, I don't know. I've been looking at it for about 10 days, and every day it changes.
It changes every minute, doesn't it?
It
it's
does.
Really. My family is.
Looks like partly cloudy Saturday.
Okay,
I don't
that's
see
good.
Any mention of
it's
rain.
It's tonight too.
83. Then the rain possibly returns on Sunday.
Okay.
So. Well,
and
there
tonight?
You go. And tonight. Well, and okay. I think the winds are supposed to. They have a rule about putting balloons up. You got to have winds less than 10 miles an hour, and I think the winds are going to be under that too. So this should be a great event. There's a full carnival out there. There's going to be a stage with music.
How fun.
And 12 hot air balloons. What a great thing to come and do.
Event.
Is there admission to get in?
Yeah. Okay. I believe the admission is $20 for adults and $10 for kids.
Okay.
But there are lots of opportunities to have a good time out there. They're going to have a balloon on its side and have it inflated so that people can go inside the balloon and see what it looks like from the inside.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a nice photo shoot last night with several of our recipients and donors there last night. We had in our basket, we had a heart transplant recipient, two liver recipients, and one kidney donor all in the basket. So
that's great.
They were having fun.
That's great. And you're all the proceeds of this event go to the Ultimate Gift of Life?
Some of the proceeds, obviously, yeah. Good. A percentage of the proceeds. So we just want to get out and do more education.
Yep.
And that takes funds, so
that's
we're doing
good.
It.
So you're doing it, and you're leaving here to go set up.
I am. I dropped off. I came in sweaty tonight because I dropped everything off and then ran here and then I go back.
You're sweet. You're sweet. Well, I know you are a busy lady. That's going to occupy most of your weekend.
Yes.
That is just Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. There's talk about keeping the carnival open on Sunday, but I don't know if that's going to happen. It will probably depend on weather, whether they do that or not. It's a huge carnival.
So don't miss your chance. No. Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Come on out. Come to the lights.
You can go ride your horse on Sunday.
I can.
That's good.
Or Monday.
Or Monday.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Christy, again, I thank you so much for coming in. You're
sweet.
For inviting
me.
I know you're so busy. You're a busy lady, regardless or even without this event happening
this
weekend.
You're a busy guy, too. Plus, we're both Rotarians.
And we are Rotarians.
That's right.
And you're wearing your pin. Good girl.
I'm telling everybody they should wear their pins, so I thought I better wear mine.
Yeah, what's crazy, Christy is going to be president of her club, Noon Rotary.
Yep.
And I'm going to be president this coming year, starts in July 1 of the morning club.
That's
so
right.
Wow, I'm in the presence of a couple of presidents.
You are.
Presence of presidents.
That's good. That's good and bad.
And we're going to
see what you do with it.
We're going to work together, aren't we, Lou?
We are.
We are.
Absolutely. We're going to
service
example.
Above
that's
self.
That's it.
There
that's
you go.
It. I'll have you back. We'll talk Rotary sometime.
That'll be fun.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a break for a little news and weather. And we're, okay, so real quick on the music, we've got the Dixie Chicks today.
Yes.
We'll tell more about that when we come back. I'm a big Dixie Chick fan of their music.
Uh-huh.
So those of you that are listening, and I don't know if that elicited any kind of response knowing it's the Dixie Chicks, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that. So we'll take a quick break for some news, weather, and Dixie Chicks. And when we come back, we'll talk Hero Card on KERV 1230.
Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at HeroCardOnline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
Never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own, a place.
Welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. Hope you're still listening. So, Glenn, I picked the Dixie Chicks. I'm a big fan of their music.
Yes.
When they were on top of the world.
And they were.
And they were on top of the world, right?
Oh,
and very
absolutely.
Talented. Very talented. Very pretty girls.
Oh, absolutely.
Very unique sound.
Very talented. Great musicians.
Yep, yep. And went off and said a few dumb things, right?
Yeah.
Overseas. A lesson here. Overseas, said something silly, got and then faced some repercussions from that, which we all should, right?
Big time, yeah.
If you say something dumb, it can, right?
Come
you
can back to bite you.
It can bite you, and it bit them. So, anyway, I picked their music because I figured that's been, 16 years ago, maybe, something like that. And, of course, we do a lot on this show to honor our veterans and our heroes, and so certainly
sure.
Don't want anybody that maybe was offended by those comments 16 years ago.
Do we want to give out the phone number here?
No, I don't know. No, I don't think it's necessary to do that. But I guess what surprised me is I was just reading a little bit more about them
mm-hmm.
is, I guess in my mind, because I hadn't followed it, I kind of thought they had just – kind of let all that die down, but unfortunately they kind of stirred the pot and are still stirring it a little bit.
Sure.
And that's their choice.
Well, like many musicians, they lean left.
They lean a little left, and I don't think that's a problem. As I said to you before when I told you, that's when I said this is what we're doing, are you feeling okay with it? And you're like, yeah, it's your choice. We don't want a little controversy. Maybe all right. So,
Well, the whole thing about that is, you know, that I don't mind, you know, you can have an opinion. It's just when people, think that they know everything just because they sell a few records or make a few movies.
Doesn't make you that smart, does it?
No, I mean, I'd like to think that I've studied and I've worked for talk shows and I've done my homework.
Yeah. Well,
I know Harley David Ballou, so I know a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes. I've known Harley for years and so you're not going to fool me with it,
it's good.
There are people out there who
lap it up.
Yes,
they do,
and they're like clay. Some of them, you know,
yeah.
They're too young to know better.
Yeah.
And
that's the case with those girls. And but here's the deal: it's a two way. The beautiful thing about our country, right,
mm-hmm.
is that you have freedom of speech.
Sure.
And
you
so
should.
You can, and you should, and you do, and you can say what you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it backfires on you, that's the other people showing their freedom of speech, you know. So
that's true. Well, there's no reason to protect nice speech,
right?
You know, polite speech is polite speech. You know, we don't really need to protect that. It's the right to say whatever.
Say something controversial.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I like the Dixie Chicks, and I forgive them, and I like their music. So just enjoy their music. I think they have a great sound.
They do, and I think Merle Haggard, I don't know if I told you this. It's something I cite all the time. I think I did tell you right at the top of the show before we went on. Merle Haggard had one of the best quotes about the Dixie Chicks.
What'd he say?
Because this controversy started because of us getting into war in Iraq.
Yep.
And Merle Haggard and these girls, all of them, or at least I know two of them for sure, had just had babies.
Okay.
And Merle Haggard said, you know, I don't know any moms who are for going to war. And I thought, well, That's a good point. Pretty good point, yeah.
That's fine. And Merle's a pretty conservative man.
I think so, and quite the thinker he was.
Yep. Well, the thing you got to know your audience too, though, right? When you're talking, and if you're in country music, you kind of have a feel for how country music fans lean, right?
Sure.
And so you might just, anyway. So the lesson there for everybody, myself included, is be careful what you say, right? And what you put in print and what you put on social media, and better to do nothing. Right.
Yeah, you gotta hone that little filter.
Keep it filtered
before it comes out your pie hole.
There you go. So there we go. So that's the music topic. Let's see what's happening in the hero card world. I want to.
All right.
We've been busy, which is fun. Lots of things happening. We have inked several new businesses that I want to. I won't give the details of their offers because some of it is still getting worked out. But Banzai. Japanese sushi and steak house is on board. Love Banzai, so we're tickled that they're partnering with us.
Sure.
So by early next week, we'll be able to tell everybody what their offer is and what you can use your hero card over there to save with. Yeah, we're excited. Nice. They have a new owner, and he's making some pretty big changes to his menu. You know, when the last time you ate there, we sat around the Hibachi grill about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. And their menu is so vast between all the sushi selections and then all the different meals that they can prepare. So I think he's scaling that thing down a little bit and adding some new items, and it'll be really good.
Check it
so
out.
Yeah, Banzai, be very good. And glad to have them here in Kerrville. Fire and Ice HVAC. Over in Fredericksburg has just announced they're partnering with us, and that'll be our first HVAC company in Fredericksburg. So if you're listening now and you're in that marketplace, give us till the first next week, and we'll iron that out as well. You'll be able to save money with your hero card there. My good friend John Baker over at San Saba Cap is on board.
That's a
cool business over there. You know, they do silk screening and embroidery.
Sure.
In fact, you're looking at their handiwork on my jacket here, which I wear in this cold studio. So, so they're great. They have a nice discount. I believe they're going to offer 7% off on all the required minimum orders. So, because, you know, when you're doing embroidery and, like, you're buying koozies and pins and different promotional items, they typically you have to buy those in a certain quantity.
A bulk order. Yeah.
So you do a bulk order and you get 7% off. So thanks to John Baker for partnering. Summertime's upon us, and Snow on the River, which is located, that's the coffee and snow cone kiosk right there by Fitness First and Kerrville Health Foods. You know that little kiosk there, Glenn?
Absolutely.
So they're a partner. They've been a partner for a while, but they decided to renew, which we're glad. That's Joe Frazier. Thank you, Joe. And Joe's a character. I don't know if you know Joe, but...
I don't know Joe, but I've had some of his raspas, as we say in San Antonio.
Okay.
Snow cone.
Is a raspa?
Raspa.
All right. Well, there you go. So he's doing 10% off on the snowballs, the snow cones, and then 10% off on the coffee.
Wow.
Which is nice.
Good savings.
Yeah, it all adds up. Absolutely.
Huge, yeah.
So I saw Joe. I went over one day. He had called me. I'd never met him. And I'm like, yeah, let me come see you. And I just sat in my truck and waited in line behind all the people getting snow cones and coffee.
Sure.
And it took a while, and that's fine. I wasn't in any hurry. Pulled up, met Joe. This is the first appointment I've done where I just did it from the front seat of my truck, and that was
pulled right on up.
But after visiting with Joe, and again, he's a character. He's a very bright guy. Got a lot of experiences. Loves people. And I saw why it took a while to get to that spot, because he doesn't just serve you a cup of coffee. There's a story in a cup of coffee, or maybe two stories in a cup of coffee. He's a fascinating guy. So
personal touch.
A little personal touch from Joe. And go see him and show your hero card and have fun with Joe.
Well, I don't know if you think the same as I do. You know, in this fast-paced world, sometimes it's nice to just take your time. And
I agreed.
You know, smell the roses, smell the coffee.
Good reminder. Good reminder. It is, because we do move awfully fast.
Yes.
And I'm guilty of that.
Oh, me too. Right. Stress level goes way up, you know, and that's no good.
We think we want everything instantaneous.
It's
right?
like uh, when you're you ever have somebody pass you? It happens up here all the time because we're out by I-10 and Sydney Baker.
Right.
Right up close to I-10. And people coming off of 16 from Fredericksburg from that way, man, they're always in a hurry. I love it when I'm trying to pull out of here. Oh. Somebody and I get out there and they go flying by me to race to the red light and I just kind of coast right on out. Are you not looking ahead?
That, well, and you know, no, it's a great point. And there, I think part of that though is that there's this some psychological study they did on if you're driving, you're coming off a highway mm-hmm. where you're going 60, 65, 75 in some cases, sure. and then when you exit, your adrenaline. Your speed is so far up, it's hard sometimes to gear
scale
it down,
it
scale it back fast enough. And that might, let's give those people the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
It's probably those San Antonio people that are here coming here.
It could be. But, you know, I guess my point is that, you know, you're not really gaining much. I mean, what's a few seconds, you know, you might accidentally have an accident.
That's right.
Yeah, and I know it's easier said than done. Believe me, I know.
Well, I travel Holdsworth a lot, and sometimes I'm the guy that passes a few cars, not speeding, but they're going slower than I desire to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I get passed, but invariably up at the hill at Harper in Holdsworth,
yes.
where the light is, we all come together. And so it's just, you've nailed it. Sometimes it's good just to... just mosey on down the road, right? That's a good reminder. Good. So go see Joe, and you can lay back and cruise.
There
you go. All right. So a couple of more. I've got Moore's Furniture on my brain. We're talking to them as well.
Those are good folks over there.
They're great people over at Moore's Furniture. Good friends. Glorious Medical Supply in Fredericksburg has partnered. Laura has a she's a new business owner there, and so she provides all the different equipment that you might need from crutches, wheelchairs, compression sleeves, and those kinds of things. Very
yes.
neat lady, and we're excited that she partnered with us. And so, again, her discount will be announced as we get a little further down the road.
Go get me a knee brace.
You need one?
I need one.
Do you need one?
I do.
Well, then it'd be worth going over to see her.
Save
she's delightful.
She's
just one of the sweetest people that you'll ever meet. So
it's just, I guess, getting older. You know, I keep waiting for my knee to get better. It's just not.
Well,
it's hard to ignore it. So,
have you done the surgery thing yet?
Not yet.
You done the shots?
Haven't done the shots.
You've got a long way to go. Let's go. Let's go get your shot.
All right.
Give you a little relief. A little cortisone. You know, you don't want to do them that often, but I've had them in my shoulders, and they give you a little relief.
Well,
especially in knees.
Really?
Yep, knees tend to do really well.
Well, I will take that advice because I about had it.
Have you? Must be on your mind.
Pain, yeah.
Well, yeah, nobody wants to live in pain. You can't sleep. You can't function.
Well,
it's distracting.
It makes it hard to, you know, I'm trying to exercise and lose weight and stuff.
Yep.
And, man, that makes it harder to get on that horse and ride, so
yep.
to speak. You know, when you're going, man, I could do another mile, but, boy, it sure does hurt.
Oh, well, that you don't want to do that when you're in pain.
No,
you're probably not helping anything, as you know. So,
true.
Yeah, you might take it easy on that. So, yeah, go see. But in the meantime, you can go get you a compression sleeve brace from Glorious Medical Supply.
Glorious Medical Supply.
And here's a fun one. Daddy Jim's Meat Market.
Oh yeah,
is coming on board. Bobby Burris, who's on the show a lot and does work here in Kerrville for the Hero Card, has been talking to Daddy Jim's, and apparently this guy's a real character too. Have you been in there? You know him?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I've not had a chance to meet him. In fact, I couldn't even tell you his name off the top of my head, so I apologize for that. But
he's got a nickname, but I'm not going to say.
Okay. Well, the old show
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Yeah, the soup guy,
soup Nazi.
The soup Nazi from Seinfeld. Apparently, Daddy Jim is like that to some degree. But I think that's more of a. Just horsing around, playing with people. And apparently, so Bobby's been telling me about this beef that he gets over there.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, I wish you were here. I'll have to get it. I'll bring Bobby in and he can tell us about it. But it's some special cut that is amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can tell you from experience,
yep.
some of their sausages that they make there are just excellent. They do turkey jerky, which is just out of
the
world. Yeah, it's a great it's an above average, way above average meat market.
Good.
A little bit of something for everybody.
Well, the time I was in before, he was not working that day. I don't remember if I was dealing with his wife.
Oh, so
I've not met him, but obviously when
you met his wife, you met the nice ones.
Well, that's the way it is in every family, right? So there you go. There you go. Well, so we're glad to have Daddy Jim's. And then the other one that we're excited about is David and Denise Lemieux have come on board at Lemieux's RV and truck repair. He is the diesel doctor, right?
Yes, sir.
And so they are they're actually going to be one of our major sponsors, and
that's
we're
great.
Excited to have them on. Just did that this week. So,
and they are certainly great friends to Revolution Broadcasting.
They are. They are. And just
and we appreciate them.
Longtime residents here of Kerrville, and
sure.
just good folks
Hometown
to know.
Folks.
And
yeah.
We're tickled. We're flattered that we're flattered by all of these partnerships and commitments, but always nice when somebody that's been here a long time sees value in what you're doing.
Sure.
So that's good. So busy week, and there's more on the horizon. And so again, get a hero card. It's for $25. It's just it's hard to beat the value in that.
Yeah,
so many places
money back real quick off of that.
Pretty quick. One success story that's pretty fun is Amco Overhead Door, who over on Coronado they have partnered with us. Are you telling me we only have three more minutes left in the whole show?
Three more minutes in the whole show.
What happens to our time? Get rambling. So anyway, they got so inundated with hero card business that they actually just tweaked their offer a little bit because they felt like they were not getting the margin on what they were doing. Still fine. They're still offering $10 off on their repairs, and they moved their overhead door discount from 10 to 5.
Okay.
Which is still fine. Overhead doors and operators are expensive, so if you're saving 5%, you're still saving great money.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And so, but that's, you know, from if you're a business and you're listening, does it work? Does it work to have a somebody come into your business with a card? It does. And
absolutely. Proof is in the
pudding. Is in the overhead door. There you go. Absolutely.
There you go.
All right, and then I want to remind everybody, with all this rain, I don't think I've promoted this as well, but if you're in Fredericksburg, go see used to be a couple of convenience stores over there called Jex.
Jex Pit Stop.
Pit Stop. So now it's Short Stop East and West. New owner.
Oh, okay.
Charles Balt. Great individual. We had a lot of fun with him. But anyway, you can get $2 off on your car wash. And that's really important right now, right? Because
sure.
wash, you're gonna get wet with the rain.
That
and
is
then,
almost one of the most, especially since I have that black Lincoln now, that my truck doesn't get washed because I'm washing that black Lincoln. I don't know, 10 times a month,
all the 15
time. Times a month, because anytime, any little rain or something, you know, I can't, it's a nice looking car, and, you know, I don't want it to look junky, so that's one of the biggest expenditures I have now, is car washing.
Is car washing?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we need to get you a local place over here where you can wash it. We'll work on that for you this week.
Oh,
Bobby,
great.
If you're listening, go find us a couple of car washes, would you, buddy?
Hey,
so,
sweet.
Yeah, so go see Short Stop East and West. Oh, if you're a veteran or an EMT or a firefighter or police officer, Schlitterbahn is doing a week for heroes, and it ends on the 4th of the month. But you would be free admission for that. Just show valid proof of that you are a member of any of those organizations, and then your family gets in half price.
That's a
nice
deal.
Honor. Yeah, and so maybe the weather will cooperate and you can get over there this week still. So
hottest, coolest time in Texas.
I like Schlitterbahn. Neat organization, locally owned, I mean, from out of New Brunswick, so just a neat group. So, all right, well, Glenn, we killed that time off pretty quick.
Yeah,
it just doesn't take long. So, again, I'm glad everybody's listening in. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Glenn, you do anything fun this weekend?
I think this is going to be spent doing a little tree trimming, and I haven't done my spring cleaning yet, so I guess
going to start
time.
That.
So yeah, it's going to be kind of low key laundry, that kind of stuff.
All right, well,
that's
whatever.
Exciting.
Go out to Balloon Palooza if you get a chance, and we'll tune in. I hope everybody tunes in next week.